So the epistle for the first Sunday in Lent is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 6. Brethren, we do not exhort you that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, in the day of salvation have I helped thee. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense to any man, that our ministry be not blamed, but in all things let us exhibit ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulation, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in prisons, in seditions, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, in chastity, in knowledge, in longsuffering, in sweetness, in the Holy Ghost, in charity unfeigned, in the word of truth, in the power of God, by the armor of justice on the right hand and by on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet known, as dying and behold we live, as chastised and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as needy yet enriching many, as having nothing and possessing all things. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 4. At that time Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. And the tempter coming and said to him, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Who answered and said, It is written, Not in bread alone doth man live, but in every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, and set him up upon the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He hath given his angels charge over thee, and in their hands shall they bear thee up, lest perhaps thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil took him up into a very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and said to him, All these will I give thee, if, falling down, thou wilt adore me. Then Jesus said to him, Begone, Satan, for it is written, The Lord thy God shalt thou adore, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We've come now to the first Sunday in Lent, this time that we ask for pardon, pardon for our sins, pardon for the sins of mankind. We've seen in the liturgical season, in this kind of the preparation to that, as I mentioned to you in the three Sundays preceding this, it tried to illustrate to us the confidence and the trust in God that we should have, but also from the fact that because heaven was lost, because of the sins of our first parents, the gates of heaven were closed. But then we see on Ash Wednesday, there is that promise that the gates of heaven would be opened again for us, that we would have that chance because of the coming of the Redeemer. It is what we prepare for. But then today we see kind of the exile into the desert. The exile into the desert that our Lord underwent for all of us. In one way, some of the spiritual authors, St. Augustine, St. Thomas Aquinas, they say that the devil was not sure if this was the Son of God. That is why he poses the question, if thou be the Son of God, do these things. So some of them say that he was not sure. He had an inkling that this could have been the Son of God. But he wasn't quite sure that this was. And so from that, our Lord was led into the desert by the Spirit, as it says. We see in some ways the advantages of the solitude, being away, that we can follow God more easily in silence. And so our Lord gives us that example. He also gives us the example of going to the desert to do penance. To do penance for 40 days and 40 nights, in preparing himself for then, you know, his public ministry. But it was a means, it was a way to show to us of how to prepare for then the spiritual battle that we are in. How we must try to prepare ourselves every day of our life. But yes, specifically then at this time period. Specifically at this time period of Lent. And so through, we see in the gospel account, the three temptations that the devil tries to put our Lord through. Obviously, we know our Lord being God, he would never have fallen. He would never have given in to them. And so one, he shows to us how to overcome, how to fight temptation and what it takes from us. What are the means that God gives to us in order to fight these temptations? All of us will be tempted throughout our lives. I mean, granted, some of us, it seems to be tempted more than others. That is in the wisdom of God. God knows why he permits these certain things. We see in sacred scripture, though, God will never permit us more than what we can handle. It is hard sometimes for us to understand that. But again, it causes us to try to have that trust and that confidence in God, just as we have seen from these three past Sundays. And so in this, we see very clearly with these temptations. These temptations, the devil tried to make our Lord fall. Again, going back to the fact that he wasn't sure truly if this was God or not, if this was the Son of God. And so with the first temptation, on the spot where our Lord had fasted, the devil asked him, "If thou be the Son of God, you know, turn these stones into bread." You know, for you to turn them into bread so that you can eat. Because our Lord was hungry. And so from that, obviously we can see how gluttony, one of the sins that we can fall into, through the fasting that we make, through not just giving in to ourselves, we can try to strive to overcome that. Of not giving in to that. And that is one of the things that we have to try to consider during this time period. Why does the church ask from us to fast? When she asked those 21 to 59, specifically to try to fast during this time. And as I mentioned to you before, the penances, the fastings that we take on, it is a means for us to deny ourselves. And so very clearly we see how here to battle that. Not giving in to just eating whenever we want, whatever we want, how much we want. That it is a battle to fight and overcome the sin of gluttony. And so we can see very clearly what our Lord was trying to illustrate and to show to us. Not only from the fact of how to overcome the temptations that the devil will bring to us, but then specifically in dealing with certain ones, certain things that he tries to get us to fall. And so then the second temptation, where he brings our Lord to the pinnacle of the temple, and he says, "Cast thyself down. It is written that if you are the Son of God, God has given angels to protect you, to watch over you, so that you won't, anything will not happen to you." And so our Lord says again, we shouldn't tempt God. Yes, God is there to protect us. God is there to help us, but we have to be careful of that. We have to be careful of tempting God almost. This we can see very clearly in occasions of sin. That we place ourselves in these occasions of sin thinking, okay, well, God will give me the graces to overcome. But no, if we place ourselves in those occasions, we are putting it to where we will fall. We ourselves put it that way. And so our Lord tries to show to us the difficulty and the problem with vanity, vainglory, of pride, of thinking we're ourselves that we're not going to fall, we're better than that. But he shows clearly how we fight and overcome that. That is through obedience. It is obedience to Almighty God. And our Lord shows that. And that is why he says to him, you shouldn't tempt God. Yes, God is there to protect us. God has given us a guardian angel. He has given us all that. We can't tempt God in that aspect. And so then finally, the last temptation. It brings him to a high mountain and to show him all of this you can have as long as you bow down and adore me. And so very clearly, obviously our Lord being God certainly does not have to adore the devil to gain any of that. God has power over everything. God has power over the devil himself. And so this power, this dominion, this ambition that sometimes can eat away at people, that yes, they will do whatever they can to get whatever they want. And that is what our Lord shows to us. That we must fight that. We must fight that through obvious humility. Because our Lord at that point no longer will say anything to the devil besides, "Be gone." He will not dialogue, he will not talk anymore at that point. He will show very clearly to flee. I mean, obviously we see that the devil is the one that leaves at this point. But it's also a reminder to us that sometimes the best remedy that we have is actually just to flee. To flee the temptation that is before us. And as I say, this whole gospel is written to help us to see how to handle temptations, what to do with temptations, whether how to avoid them or whether how to fight them. And it's interesting to see how the church then puts it and places it at the first Sunday. Basically reminding us and telling us this is going to be a battle. You know, are you up to the challenge of this battle? And as I say, our Lord clearly gives to us with these three temptations, three means to fight these sins that we can say are fairly prevalent. Prevalent in society. Because there is that lack of discipline, lack of denial. And so our Lord shows to us the trials that we will undergo. The trials, the temptations that we're bound to fall into. And remember that temptations are not sins. And that's important for us to understand that God, yes, will maybe sometimes permit us to undergo temptations. But temptations are not sins. They are a test for us. God will test then our perseverance, our determination to overcome these things. And so when we undergo temptation, it's not meant for us to be discouraged from that. It is meant for us to turn to the grace of God, to fight and to overcome them. Because when we overcome the temptations, we are at that point storing a crown in heaven with each of the temptations that we overcome. Because it is this battle, it is this test that is given to us. And then what do we do with that? Do we pass or do we fail? Do we fail completely by giving in to it? Or then we can look at it in terms of, do we fail somewhat, venial sin, giving in somewhat to that temptation? And so that is where the distinction becomes. The temptation is not a sin. The consent, when we consent to it, partially consent, fully consent, that is where sin enters in. And so that is a help to us to understand that just because, okay, temptations come, we fight them, we have won that battle, that specific battle, through the grace of God, but there may be many more to come. And so that is what the illustration is for us from this gospel account, is that we will have temptations in our life. We will also have them the grace of God. But that is what we must beseech. We must beseech Almighty God for these graces. I mean, that is why St. Paul in his epistle, he talks about not receiving the grace of God in vain. Don't let it become to where it is only in vain that you receive it. God gives us all these opportunities for graces. And this whole time period of Lent is a time period of grace. And it will culminate at the point of the resurrection of our Lord on Easter Sunday. That will be the culmination of it. But it will be dependent upon how you spent your Lent. You know, what have you done with the time period, these 46 days? I mean, that is why then when we look at St. Paul, he tells us, now is the acceptable time. Now is the time of salvation. Now it is for us to try to work for our salvation at this moment right now. And that's why he tells us, don't receive the grace of God in vain. Don't waste what God is giving to you. And so for us, as I say, sometimes it can be discouraging with the temptations we undergo or even the times that we fall. It can be discouraging. But we see the lesson that is given in the Stations of the Cross, the way of the cross. Again, I encourage you, if you can, try to make it out for a Friday for that. Because we see in the Stations of the Cross our Lord falling three times. That was the illustration of, if you fall, get back up again. To carry your cross, to continue on, to move forward. Not to be discouraged and stay there. But to continue on in realizing, okay, we fall, we come back to the grace of God. We rush back to the grace of God. And so as I say, with sometimes the temptations that we undergo, we lose sight of why God permits us to undergo them. We lose sight that it is a test. It is a means for us to gain grace, to gain a crown in heaven. And so remember, it's only when we consent to the temptations that it becomes a sin. Only at that point. And God's grace will help us not to consent. But that is why in the temptations that our Lord shows to us, you know, we can't play around with fire. If we place ourselves in all the different occasions of sin and different things, well, no wonder we fall. We've done it to ourselves. We can no longer say, well, God didn't give me the grace to overcome that. No, because we placed ourselves in that occasion. That is why it's important for us to understand what are the occasions for us. What are the dangers for us? What are things we have a habit of falling into? That is what we must try to root out at this time. That is what we must be striving for in this time period of Lent. That is why there is the need for denial, to deny oneself. And so therefore, it is necessary for us to have the proper dispositions to understand why God permits these things, to subdue the flesh, to fight against it, to overcome it. It is a battle. It's a battle for our whole life. But it is still something that we can work to overcome. And so, yes, the warning is there for us on this first Sunday of Lent. The devil will seek after us. The devil will try to make us to fall. And so, God warns us. God helps us to see that. And so, therefore, we must take this opportunity, this time, to pray for the graces of God, to pray to gain that merit that God is offering to our souls. And as I say, it will be dependent upon how much graces we receive at Easter, how we spent our Lent. We have 46 days for this. And so it is plenty of time to try to work with then the grace of God. But then also to realize, as St. Paul tells us, this is the acceptable time, now. Now is the time of salvation. Now we must be working on that. And so let us not waste the time that God gives to us. Let us take advantage of that and pray for the graces so that we too can overcome the devil, whether we have to say, begone, Satan, or we rely upon the grace of God to overcome that, to then gain the graces from God. Because this is the time of our salvation. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.